The Americas. Lands, 57. Population, 946,087,916. Publishers, 3,861,145. Bible studies, 4,196,922. She found the truth in the last place she expected. The prison guards in Bolivia wrestled 20-year-old Andrea into the courtyard of the jail while she screamed profanities and threats. Violent and strong, she cut an imposing and intimidating figure. Lady, one of Jehovah's Witnesses who had been falsely accused and imprisoned, did not fear Andrea, but felt pity for her. Every morning, Lady had the custom of reading aloud a song from our songbook. When Andrea heard this, she asked, "Are you one of Jehovah's Witnesses?" When Lady replied that she was, Andrea said, "My mother is one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and I used to attend the meetings with her. She studied the Bible with me." Andrea broke down and cried. During the next few days, Lady had deep spiritual conversations with Andrea, and when it came time for Andrea's hearing, they prayed together for Jehovah's help and guidance. Andrea was released and continued to learn about Jehovah. She quickly qualified to be an unbaptized publisher, and she is now preparing for baptism. Lady took advantage of her wrongful imprisonment and started 21 Bible studies before she was released. She now returns to the prison 3 days a week to cultivate the interest. It was the www.jw.org website. One Sunday in the spring of 2011, when a well-dressed couple and their two young children entered a Kingdom Hall in Canada, everyone thought that they were Jehovah's Witnesses visiting from another city. Dominique, a ministerial servant in the congregation, and the visiting husband recognized each other immediately. Dominique had studied the Bible with the man 17 years earlier. For the past 2 years, Marc-André and José, his wife, had been downloading and reading the Watchtower and Awake magazines from the www.jw.org website and had realized that the entire family should go to the Kingdom Hall. A Bible study was started immediately, and the family began to attend all the meetings. After only 2 months of Bible study, the family started to have their own weekly family worship evening. They continued to make fine progress, and Yose gave her first student talk in the Theocratic Ministry School in May 2012. He gave me his lunch and his hat. While attending the 2010 district convention in Chile, 10-year-old Marcelo noticed that the older gentleman who had sat down beside him didn't have any literature. "The man doesn't have a Bible," he whispered to his mother. "Share yours with him," she whispered back. So Marcelo moved over and shared his Bible with the man, named Victor, looking up each of the cited texts with him. As the intermission began, Marcelo turned to his mother and said, "He doesn't have a lunch." She suggested that he share his lunch with Victor. So Marcelo gave him a sandwich and a cup of hot tea. While Victor ate his lunch, Marcelo showed him all the Bible texts he could remember. By the afternoon, the sun was beating down on them. Marcelo turned to his mother once again and said, "He doesn't have a hat." His mother replied, "Give him yours." So he did. After the program ended, Marcelo and Victor said their goodbyes. At the following year's district convention, Marcelo looked around to see if Victor had come. To his delight, there he was, and this time he was wearing a tie. When Victor saw Marcelo, he announced, "I am here today because of this young man. Last year I received an invitation to the convention, and I came. This boy shared his Bible with me and gave me his lunch and his hat. Now I'm studying the Bible." Victor has become an unbaptized publisher. Praise from a journalist. In her newspaper column, a well-known journalist in Venezuela described her experience with the customer service of a national phone company that she had called for technical assistance. She was left none the wiser by the curt and impolite operator who took her call. Her second attempt was answered by a young man who identified himself as Misael and handled her inquiry politely and efficiently. She wrote, "The kindness, respect, willingness to help, and cooperative spirit that this young man showed throughout the whole process was exceptional. With his help, I was able to solve the problem, and I also learned how to handle future cases." When the woman commended him, he explained that as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, he endeavors to treat his neighbor in the manner taught by Jesus. The journalist asked to speak to Misael's supervisor. She praised his employee's outstanding service. In her article, she stated that Misael is an exemplary Venezuelan and one of Jehovah's Witnesses. She concluded her column by saying, "We need people like him in all areas of public contact." Don't be stubborn. 15-year-old Gabriella, who is deaf, was thrilled to get baptized in October 2011 at the Sign Language District Convention in Ecuador. She was so excited that when she returned to her high school on Monday, she asked her teacher if she could make a brief announcement to her classmates. The teacher consented, and Gabriella stood before her class and enthusiastically said in sign language, "I'd like to announce that this past Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was at a convention where I was baptized as one of Jehovah's Witnesses. I would also like to tell you that we are living near the end of this system of things. There is little time left. It is urgent that you make the necessary changes. So don't be stubborn. Fear God." Her classmates were impressed. Later that day, during lunch, Kati, an inactive deaf witness, approached Gabriella to ask about the convention. Gabriella replied frankly, "It was beautiful. But now as a baptized witness, I want to stay faithful to Jehovah. So I must let you know that I can't be your friend anymore because you live an unclean life. Being your friend can affect my friendship with God. You need to change. It's important to pray to Jehovah and also to talk with the elders. I know you can change for the better." Thanks to Gabriella's forthright but loving admonition, Kati talked with the elders, received spiritual help, and became active in the ministry once again. She used her teacher's laptop. A 16-year-old sister in the United States had the whole class asking her about her religion, but she had no literature with her, not even her Bible. Wanting to use scriptures to answer her classmates' questions, she borrowed her teacher's laptop and accessed the www.jw.org website. Not only did she answer all their questions, but she also showed them how to make use of the site. She explained that whenever they had Bible questions and there were no witnesses around to help them, they could always go to the website themselves to obtain the answers. As the week progressed, she noticed that her classmates had fewer questions than before. When she asked why, some responded that they had regularly been checking out the website from their phones. Even her teacher had been doing so.